Chatty.
Tape Resist Technique for Ceramics, a step-by-step guide. By Kevin. Types of masking tapes. Types of masking tapes for pottery and ceramic decoration. When using the tape resist technique or other masking methods in pottery, choosing the right type of masking tape is essential for achieving clean, crisp lines. Various widths and types of masking tape allow for precision and flexibility in creating intricate patterns or broad designs. Below are some of the most commonly used masking tapes in ceramics, along with their ideal applications. 1. Masking tape. Assorted roll widths. Assorted roll widths offer versatility in your ceramic work, allowing you to switch between different tape sizes based on the design you're creating. These rolls usually come in sets with a range of widths, making them perfect for artists who want flexibility in their masking techniques. Best? For our general pottery use, creating a variety of shapes and patterns on different sized pottery pieces. Pro tip: using multiple widths within a single project can add depth and dimension to your design. 2. 1/2-inch masking tape. The 1/2-inch masking tape is a popular choice for creating medium-sized lines and borders on pottery. This width strikes a balance between fine detail and broader coverage, making it an all-purpose option for most ceramic projects. Best for seeds in crafting clean lines for borders, stripes, and geometric patterns. Pro tip: press down firmly along the edges of the tape to prevent glaze from seeping underneath. 3. 1/4-inch masking tape. The 1/4-inch masking tape is ideal for fine, delicate lines and intricate designs. Its narrow width makes it easy to work with on smaller pieces or when you want more detailed precision in your decoration. Best for creating intricate designs, fine lines, or detailed resist patterns on smaller ceramic pieces. Pro tip: use a precision knife to cut small shapes out of the tape to create custom patterns. 4. Kamoi masking tape, 15 millimeters. Kamoi masking tape is known for its high-quality adhesive that leaves no residue, making it perfect for use in ceramics. The 15mm width offers control for medium-sized designs and is ideal for both beginners and professionals looking for a reliable tape option. Best for smooth applications on bisque or leather hard clay, offering a strong hold and clean removal. Pro tip: use this tape for projects where clean, sharp lines are a priority, as it leaves no marks behind after removal. 5. Kamoi masking tape, 30mm. The 30mm Kamoi masking tape is wider, making it perfect for blocking out larger sections of your ceramic piece. This tape is ideal for projects that require bigger, bolder designs or for covering more surface area efficiently. Best for creating broad, bold patterns or blocking out large areas during glaze application. Pro tip: use this wider tape for quick coverage on larger pieces like platters or vases, where detailed designs are not the main focus. The tape resist technique is a popular surface decoration method used in ceramics to create bold, crisp patterns and designs. By applying tape to a ceramic surface before glazing or painting, you can block out specific areas to maintain the clay body's natural color or create striking contrast. This easy-to-use technique allows for limitless creativity, making it perfect for beginners and experienced ceramic artists alike. In this SEO-optimized guide, we'll walk you through the tape resist technique for ceramics, including how to use it, materials needed, and tips for achieving the best results. What is the tape resist technique? The tape resist technique involves applying tape to the surface of a ceramic piece to block areas from receiving glaze, underglaze, or slip. Once the tape is applied and the piece is glazed or painted, the tape is removed to reveal a sharp, clean contrast between the glazed and unglazed areas. Tape resist can be used to create geometric designs, stripes, intricate patterns, negative space effects, This technique is commonly used on both wheel thrown and hand-built pottery to add visual interest and personalization. Why use the tape resist technique? The tape resist technique allows ceramicists to explore endless design possibilities. Here are a few reasons why it's a favorite among artists. Crisp, clean lines. The tape creates defined, sharp lines that are difficult to achieve by hand. Versatile designs. You can create anything from minimalist stripes to complex geometric patterns. Customizable. Combine the tape resist with other decorative techniques like slip trailing, sgraffito, or underglaze painting for unique layered effects. User-friendly. It's an easy technique for both beginners and seasoned potters, providing professional-looking results with minimal tools. Materials needed for tape. Resist in ceramics. Before you start, make sure you have the following materials. Ceramic bisque piece or leather hard clay. Painter's tape or masking tape. Scissors or precision knife for cutting tape shapes. Underglaze, glaze or slip. Brushes for applying glaze or slip. Sponge or damp cloth to smooth tape edges. Step-by-step guide to the tape resist technique. Step 1. Prepare the ceramic surface. Before applying tape, make sure your ceramic piece is in the correct stage. Bisque fired. If you're applying glaze, the piece should be bisque fired and clean of dust or debris. Leather hard. If you are using slip, the piece can be in the leather hard stage. Wipe down the surface of your ceramic piece with a clean sponge to remove any dust or particles that may interfere with tape adhesion. Step 2. Apply the tape. Using painter's tape or masking tape, carefully apply strips or cut out shapes to your ceramic piece. You can create a variety of patterns such as checkerboard designs, chevron patterns, random geometric shapes. Ensure that the tape adheres smoothly to the surface to prevent any glaze from seeping underneath. Pro tip. Press down firmly on the edges of the tape using your fingers or a soft tool to ensure crisp lines when the tape is removed. Step 3. Apply the glaze, underglaze, or slip. Once the tape is applied, use a brush to apply glaze, underglaze, or slip over the exposed areas of the ceramic surface. Apply even coats depending on the desired effect. Tip. For a more controlled design, use a fine brush to glaze around the edges of the tape. Alternatively, a sponge or sprayer can be used for broader coverage. Allow the glaze or slip to dry according to the manufacturer's instructions before proceeding. Step 4. Remove the tape. Once the glaze or slip has dried, but before firing, carefully peel off the tape. This will reveal the unglazed areas beneath, creating clean, sharp lines. Pro tip. Use tweezers or a precision knife to lift small pieces of tape without smudging the design. Step 5. Fire the ceramic piece. Once the tape has been removed, the ceramic piece is ready for firing. Follow the recommended firing temperature for your chosen glaze or slip. After firing, the contrast between the glazed and unglazed areas will be more apparent, with bold lines or intricate patterns adding depth and visual interest to your piece. Creative ideas for tape resist in ceramics. The tape resist technique is highly versatile, allowing you to experiment with different designs and patterns. Here are a few creative ideas to try. Layered glazes. Apply multiple layers of glaze using tape resist, removing and reapplying tape for a multidimensional design. Patterned textures. Combine the tape resist technique with texturing tools for a tactile and visual effect. Negative space. Use the tape to create negative space, leaving parts of the natural clay body exposed for contrast. Common mistakes to avoid with tape resist. Tape not sticking properly. If the tape isn't firmly pressed down, glaze may seep underneath, leaving blurred edges. Always smooth down the edges of the tape before glazing. Removing tape too early. Don't remove the tape while the glaze is still wet, as this can lead to smudging. Let the glaze or slip dry before carefully peeling off the tape. Uneven glaze. Application. Apply even layers of glaze or slip to avoid patchy coverage, ensuring a professional finish. Conclusion. Elevating your pottery with the tape resist technique. The tape resist technique offers ceramic artists an easy way to create bold, clean designs with minimal tools. Whether you're a beginner looking to add crisp lines to your pottery or an experienced artist experimenting with complex patterns, tape resist is a versatile technique that can elevate your ceramic work. With practice, you'll be able to create eye-catching, professional-quality designs that add a personalized touch to your pottery. This page contains affiliate links. As an Amazon associate, I earn from qualifying purchases. If you choose to purchase after clicking a link, I may receive a small commission at no extra cost to you.